Issa mitzvah v'yissa kedusha. The case two sisters or a poshut, issa mitzvah falls to you. An isha asat you with the rabbanon only, or an isha that's a chay bilavin, the lachem is chaletas loynis yademis. You have to give them chalitz and not yibum. Sumura says, hosam issa mitzvah l'chuda. There the case is, tam, she's only yossa with the rabbanon. That's all, your brother's wife, which was a chmesh, your grandmother, she's asat to you. But b'hoch issa mitzvah v'yachoysa. But here we're talking about two sisters are falling to you, and one is asat to you with the rabbanon. So, I would have thought, maybe since one of the two sisters is also to you, midrabonin, so since she's also to you, maybe midrabonin she's like an erva to you. And therefore the second sister, like she'd be the only one that's zakuk to you. So maybe you could be miyabin the second sister. Kamashmo, and that's the chiddush now, that even though two sisters fall to you and one is also to you, but since she's only also midrabonin, nothing doing. Midrashim said they're both zakuk to you, so both are also to make yibum achos your sister is achos ukhosoi. The only eight sisters to do is just to give chalitza and not yibum. Fred Gemara, like, what's the havim in the batisiabim? Kivin the midrashim ram yekamei pokoga biachos ukhosoi. Like, what's the havim in the midrashim? The two sisters are mutter to you. So midrashim, both sisters fall to you. So one of them for sure is called an achos ukhosoi. So what's the harbim in it to say that since one sister is also to you, midrabonin, you should be mutter to the other sister? What kind of svar is that? But midiraisa, both sisters are mutter. So both sisters fall to you, liyibum, you wrestle with both of them. Tzmura says no. Salka v'ata chaminich, I would have thought, mishum mitzvah ovid rabonin. That since one sister is also to you, midrabonin, now lamaisa, like Rashi speaks out, this issa zika is also only midrabonin. That avad midiraisa, even though your two brothers are married to two sisters, and both of them fall to you. So lamaisa, before you did anything, midiraisa, they're not, even though you have a mitzvah to miyabim, they're not your wife yet. You're not married to them at all. Midiraisa, you could be miyabim either one you want. That we say, yay, zika, considered like you're attached to both of them, you're married a little bit to both of them, that anyone you want to go near now is called your wife's sister, that's only yasim midirabonin. Zika is only nisim midirabonin. So I would have thought that since now one sister is also to you anyway, midrabonin, so the rabbonin like should take off the rissa achos ukhosoi here. Because midrabonin, one sister like doesn't fall to you, liyibim. One sister is your grandmother. She's also to you, midrabonin. So I would have thought since she's also midrabonin, and though issa not to be miyabim achos ukhosoi, zika is also only midrabonin, maybe the rabbonin left it like an erva, kamashmula no. That since in the rabbonin is the olamaisa, midiraisa, she's not an erva to you, she's only yosim midirabonin, so midiraisa, she does fall yibum, even midirabonin, she's still called a sister achoyis ukhosoi, and therefore you're not allowed to be miyabim them, just give them yibum, just give them chalitza, and not yibum. Because I call upon him, there is a zika here. Both of them fall to you liyibum. And midirabonin, zika, considered like you're married a little bit to both of them. So since you're married a little bit to two sisters, any sister you want to continue the marriage is called like you're marrying your wife's sister. So therefore the din is with rabbanon, you have to give them chalitza and not yibum. Hoy sa'achas mehen, but let's say one of them was an erva, then avad with smuta. Fred Gemara, sulamli, heinu hach, we learned it already. Mali lechad, mali lechrei, masa tzricha. Ti yashmin and hosim mishum dike sheni demuchak, we had before. When you have two, there's a second one that's muchak, the second brother is also to both of the sisters, that's why one brother we allow. Aval hoch, or the leke sheni de komuchak. But over here, the two sisters we're talking about, each sister's an erva to the other brother. See, each brother was only mutter to one sister. But both brothers are allowed to be miyabim, each one sister. Same aloy, I would say, let's make a gzera, who married the miyabim the wrong one, or they'll think that you're allowed to be miyabim achos ukhosoi. V'yashmin and hachadon, he says it over the other rabbi, tavaya mechicha dodi, the two brothers show to one another, that again, two sisters fell to two brothers. Now one brother's mutter to only one sister, because the other sister is his grandmother. She's an erva to him. So this brother could only be miyabim that sister. The other brother, just the opposite. That sister's his grandmother. He could only be miyabim the other sister. See, since each brother knows exactly which one he could and which one he can't, there are no gezeres. We know clear the halachis. That achos ukhosoi is asur. And here it's a special case why it's mutter, because each sister is an erva to the other brother. So each brother is only mutter to one. Avli dechloi tzricha, but in the case where only one sister is an erva to one brother. So that brother can be miyabim one sister. But the other brother is also to both of them. Maybe I should make a gzeir in such a case. Kamashma, I don't make such gzeiris. Then the Mishnah says, Zui Sharm, this is what we learned. For the Gemara, Zuhi Lamute Mai, what's the chiddush? What's this case? Again, we're two sisters, and one sister is an erva to one brother. So the other sister is mutim, in mutatim. So what's it teaching us only here and no place else? Lamute mai, Lamute yisa mitzvah lezeh, yisa mitzvah lezeh. That even though what? The two sisters are asim with rabbanin, each one to one, still, since it's only asim with rabbanin, with the rights of the din zika, they're asim to both of them. For the Gemara, sulamali, hainu hachas, what's the difference, one or two? Mali chad, mali trei. The Mishnah already said that if one sister is also to one brother with the mitzvah doesn't mean anything. They're still called an achosuk kosei, and you still have to give them chalitza. I would have thought ki lo yamrinin. When don't we say that uki is the mitzvah, but makim is erva? When do we say the rabbanon did not look that since one sister is also to you with the rabbanon, we should make her like she's an erva to you, and there's no issim with the rabbanon of an achosuk kosei? Hechidikul migzim mishum sheni. Only where there's a second brother involved, that he's takosa to both sisters. So gzeirim mishum the second brother, we even ask the first brother. Abul hechidikul migzim mishum sheni. But we're both brothers. There's two sisters, four to two brothers. And each brother is an erva midrabbanan, is a mitzvah midrabbanan not to marry the other sister. So I would have thought, since both brothers are allowed to marry b'miyavim one sister, eima lahai ukme is the mitzvah makim erva, b'makim is erva, or lahai ukimne is the mitzvah b'makim is erva. Maybe to both brothers I would have said that since one sister is your grandmother and the other sister is his grandmother, so midrabbanan, both of them are also to one. So the other sister should be mutter to this brother, that's not his grandmother, and the other sister, that's not the other brother's grandmother, should be mutter to him. So I would have thought in this case, the rabbanon does not make any gzeiros. There should be a mitzvah yibum. To mashmala, no. Even in this case, still the rabbanon made the gzeiros. That lamaisa midiraisa, the two sisters are fallen to the two brothers. Even though the two sisters are grandmothers midiraisa mutter to you. So therefore, there is a mitzvah yibum. So therefore, each one is called an achos to kukosai. So therefore, you can't be miyabim either one of them. The rabbanon still left their isra achos to kukosai. Even though with the rabbanon, each one is also to you, but so what? The rabbanon still said it's called an achos to kukosai, and you have to give chalitza, not yibim. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein toni v'mechiyah. So we had this Gemara before in the Avtes, that v'kulon anikara behen, out of all the 15 arois we have in the first Mishnah, all those cases, we could have this case. That harsuru lezeh, muteras lezeh, v'yachoysa k'sheyivimta oicholetza seymeth yabemis. We could have a case, again, where there were four brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters, and those two brothers died, so the two sisters now fall to the two brothers. So like this, both of them are rasa, they only have to give chalitza. But there's a case that one sister is an erva to one brother, so therefore she doesn't fall to this brother. So who falls to this brother? Only the other sister. Therefore, this brother could be miyabim that sister. And the same with the other way. The other brother is an erva to that sister, so she doesn't fall to him. Who falls? Only the other one. Now, what name erva could be the case? The Chiyah says any one of the 15 ervas that says in the Mishnah, it's possible to have this type of a case. It's possible to have a case that the two sisters, one is a bitoy, one is a chamoisoy, one is a chamoisoy, is all the 15 erevs that says in the Mishnah, you could have they could all be put into this type of a case. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Metargim echamoisoy v'yelech. He says after the bitoys, you can't put in the daughters. After the bitoys, starting from an erev of mechamoisoy, your mother-in-law, that you could have this case. Avashisha Baba the Resha, the first six cases that talk about your bas, after the Yisra from a bas, that we don't have. My time, why not? Because Kivon, the Bito, Beyonsin, who the Meshkachas law, like we said, our Mishnah is talking about what type of a daughter, not a daughter that your father had through he was married to the lady, but an oinus, he stam forced the lady, your father forced to live with the lady, and the lady became pregnant and had a daughter. That's the Bito we're talking about over there. So since Benesuyin Le Meshkachas law, since you, Beyonsin, who do Meshkachas law, the case is only where the father forced the lady to live with. But Benesuyin Le Meshkachas law, you can't have the case of Bitoy, where your father got married to her. That's not the heir of Bitoy, that's Bas Ishtoy. It's Benesuyin Kemari, Beyonsin Le Kemari. This thing that we say, Horsuru Bazer, Muteras Bazer, is talking about where your father got married to the lady, and not where he forced her. That's why Yudah doesn't say this case is by the first six cases. Rabbi Abai says, Metargim af Bitoy. No, Abai says, yes, even Bitoy is also a good case. Menu Sasai, So what? We're talking about a case that your father forced the lady and lived with her. His kibun yashkuche mishkachas law. Since you find these cases, if you want the case of your daughter by where your father forced her, tehevei, let it be that way. If you want the other rest of the cases, even when your father got married to his wife, you could have it also. But the last Erev in the Mishnah, that your brother was first born after the first brother died, that you can't have a case of two sisters fall to these two. Why? You only have the case that an Eishes Ach, Shlohoi B'Yolomai, is Mutter only according to Reb Shimon, like we had before. Reb Shimon says that the first brother died, and the second brother was miyabim her, and then a third brother was born. Since when the third brother was born, she's already miyubim to the second brother, she's mutter. So how do you have the only according to Reb Shimon, you have a case that the first one's wife could be mutter to the third brother? Said Ali, but the rabbanon lo mishkachas lo. The rabbanon argue and say no. Aneishes ash lo hoyiv yolami is always asa to you. So therefore, b'plukta lo kamari. We don't want to say our mishnah surah b'zeh talking about that case because it's a machlokes. We don't go to a machlokes. That's what Abayi wanted to say. Rav Safrano metagim af eshach shdoi b'alamai or mishkachas lo b'shishach of elibud Rav Shimon enochnami. Rav Safra says this mishnah could be talking about that case also. Even an eshach shdoi b'alamai. I only goes according to the one man the yom Rav Shimon enochnami. So our mishnah is talking about according to Rav Shimon. You could have this case also. There are two sisters, and each sister is called an eshach shdoi b'alamai to the other brother. So each brother was mutter to the other sister. Because the two sisters don't fall to the two brothers. Because each brother, to one brother, one sister is an Eishes Ach Shdoi B'Yolamai, and to the other brother, it's the opposite way. So each brother was mutter to one sister, and also to the second sister. Now, how's the case? Or Mishkachas Lo B'Shishach, we have about six brothers. V'alibud Reb Shimon. V'simnecha, what's the simin? Mace. First one brother died. Then a new brother was born, V'yibim. And then a brother that was alive before was Miyabim, the first one's wife. Now, Mace, now a second brother died. Nolad, another brother was born. V'yibim, and again the third brother that was, four brothers were alive at the same time. The first brother died, a fifth brother was born. Then number two was Miyabin, the first one's wife. Then the third brother died, and number six was born. And then number four was Miyabin, the second one's wife. So that's the case. What's the case here? Reuven v'Shimon nesuin shtechois. It happened that Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, were married to two sisters. Now Levi v'Yehuda, Nesuyin Shtei Nochris. These are the four brothers that were alive for the first time. Levi and Yehuda had their own two wives. Now Mace Reuven, the first brother died. Nolad Yisachar, the fifth brother was born now. V'Yibim Levi, and Levi was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. Now Mace Shimon, then the second brother died. Nolad Zvulun, then the sixth brother was born. V'Yibim Yehuda, and now Yehuda was Miyabim his wife. So in such a case, Meisu Levi Yehuda, when Yehuda and Levi died, that they're both Miyabim two sisters, Belei Bonim, V'naflu Luhu Kaime Yisachu Zvulin, and these two sisters now fall in front of the fifth and sixth brother, Yisachu and Zvulin, is Asur Lezeh Mutaras Lezeh. One sister is also to one, but to the other brother she's Mutar. Because when one brother was born, when the sixth brother was born, the first one's wife was already Miyubim already. So the sixth one is mutter to the first one's wife. And the fifth one is also mutter to one. So if we have Surah Lazer, Muteras Lazer, so mainly you could have this case. You could have a case of two sisters, and both of them is an Eishes Ach Shdoi B'Yolamai to the other brother. So therefore each brother is mutter to one of them. Now, V'yachoyse Shiyavimta, Lomali, you could have this case. Lomali Yibim Yehuda, what do you have to have this last Yibim of Yehuda for? But lo Yibim Yehuda, not Mishkachas Lo. Even without Yehuda, the fifth brother, when the second brother died, even before Yehuda was Miyabim, you could also have these cases. So Morin says, Mishum Tzara, you want to have the case of a Tzara. So Morin says, Otenach Tzara. But Tzara the Tzara, Mike Lamema, how do you have a case of our Mishnah says is a case of the Tzaris? And then Tzara Tzaris, that means when you Miyabim the Tzara, and then the next time the brother dies, that's called Tzara Tzaris. How do you have it here? Tzara says, yes, Kagarin the Horda, V'yiv Minami God V'yosher. There are two more brothers born later. Kids, so the family can keep on growing, and you'll have a case of Tzaris and Tzara Tzaris also. So I say, according to Reb Shimon, you could find cases, the kids, that there are two sisters, and married to two brothers, and those two brothers died, and now when the wives fall a second time to the last six brothers, to the sixth and fifth brother, one wife is also to one brother, and the other wife is also to the other brother, and therefore we have this case that each one is mutter to one, and the other one is also to him. Right, Mishnah says, Shloisha Achin, you have three brothers. Shnayin Mehem Nesuin Shteachoyis. What's going to be two of the brothers married two sisters? Or else Ayisha Bita. One brother married a mother, and the other brother married a daughter. Ayisha Bas Bita. One daughter married the mother, the other daughter married the granddaughter. Ayisha Obas Benot. Same thing. Is a Reyelo Cholzis Lemes Yabemis. When the two brothers die, and they fall to the third brother, since both of them is Osetim, because he can't live with you, because both, behold, Yezika, both of them are a little bit attached to you already, you're married to you, both of them a little bit. So anyone you go to marry now, it's called you're marrying the mother of your wife. You're marrying the daughter of your wife. So that's awesome. Lachar is, Midrabonim, we hold Yezika, so you have to give Chalitza of Lemis Yabemis. If you have Shimon, Paitzer, Shimon holds no Midiraisa, they don't fall Yibim. Midiraisa, there's no Zinzika Yibim now. So Paitzer, both are free without a Chalitza even. Let's say one of these two, the two sisters of the mother and daughter, one was also to you with a different erva, is also bo mutabachaisa. That one that falls to you, it doesn't fall to Yibam. Only the other one falls to you. So if only one is falling to you, you're allowed to be miyabma. She's not called like your mother of your wife, because the other one didn't fall to you. What about Yisra Mitzvah, Yisra Kedusha? Let's say again, where two sisters fall, and one sister is also to you with Rabbanin, or one sister is a Chai V'lavin to you. So since Midiraisa, though, the Din Zika is Chal, so therefore still we say, Chaletz Loimeth Yabemis. The Din is you can only give Chalitza, not give Yibam. Because Chai V'lavin doesn't patera from the Nefilah. If a Chai V'lavin falls to you, there is a Mitzvah Yibam there, Midiraisa. Since Midiraisa, both of them are Zokuk to you, anyone Yibim Miyabim is called Yibim Mary, Yibim Miyabim, Echveish, your wife's daughter, your wife's mother, therefore it's also. So then you have to give chalitza, not yibam. Maratani, we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon, Poyte Bishteim, and Achalitza, and a yibam. Rabbi Shimon, Chitra is, again, when two brothers are married to two sisters. And those two brothers died. So the two sisters now fall to the third brother. Rabbi Shimon holds midiraisa, so there's no din mitzvah yibam now. Both of them are free and can get married without a chalitza even. They're both free. Why? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'isha el achoysa loisikach litzro. You can't marry a wife and a sister. And they both become tsaras. What does that mean? Bishor shenasu tsaras zulizu. At a time when two sisters, like, become attached to you together, but this is the case, where two brothers marry two sisters and the two brothers die, is lo yehe lochol likuchin hafilu biyachas men. The Torah is telling you, you can't marry even one of them. Midiraisa holds. That achoysu kukosso yizosu midiraisa. Shimon has a posik. When two sisters fall to you, or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, since both of them are also to you, the meister is, there's no din zikas at all. There's no mitzvah yibum, and the locher is give chalitza, and that's all. Chalitza and not yibum. That's all you do. If one was also to you, and is erva, so the other one has the mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara Sulam, we learned it already a few times already. Then when two sisters fall, and one is also to you anyway, so she doesn't fall to you, only the second one, you mutter to her. So Gemara says, Rav Shimon Itzrach, the Chiddush of Al-Mishnah, he records Rav Shimon. I would have thought, Ho, you'll be Yom Rav Shimon, Shtei Achoyis Lechos L'Mis Yabemes, that since Midiraisa, when two sisters fall to you, there's no Mitzvah Yibum at all. So now even in the case that one sister is an Issa Erva to you, maybe Ligza Mishum Beza Chois Di Alma, even though now one sister is your grandmother, one sister is your mother-in-law. So she doesn't fall to you, Yibum. Only the other sister falls. So that sister should be mutter to you, but maybe I should make a gzera, no, people will know. And they'll see you be miyavim one of two sisters. They'll think other cases also it's mutter. Kamash v'lom, we don't make any gzeras. Korach Rav Shimon, it's mutter, we don't make any gzeras. Right, Yisra Mitzvah. What about if one of them is also in the mitzvah? For the